This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments about one of the nation's oldest laws, the 1789 Alien Tort Claims Act. It allows foreigners to file civil suits in the U.S. courts for offenses committed overseas. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the case is important for human rights groups and U.S. businesses.
The 200-year-old law says simply that federal district courts shall have jurisdiction over torts or civil cases involving violations of treaties or, quote, the law of nations. Gary Huffbauer of the Institute for International Economics says it likely had a pretty narrow purpose.
Back in 1789, the law of nations dealt with piracy and rights of ambassadors.
The law lay dormant for nearly 200 years. Then, in the early 1980s, an immigrant from Paraguay living in New York used it to sue another Paraguayan immigrant for torturing and murdering a relative back in Paraguay. Since then, dozens of plaintiffs have used it to sue individuals. Others have targeted corporations.
We, in the mid-1990s, pioneered the use of this particular statute against a corporation, at that time Unical Corporation, for use of forced labor in Burma.
Bama Athreya is deputy director of the International Labor Rights Fund. She says victims should have the right to seek compensation in a U.S. court if corporations are complicit in certain types of crimes.
Genocide, war crimes, extrajudicial killing, slavery, torture, arbitrary detention, and crimes against humanity.
She says those lawsuits can act as a deterrent. But Bill Reinch, president of the National Foreign Trade Council, says the situation is getting out of control.
We've now got more than 100 companies as defendants in various suits, more than 24 suits, and new ones being filed every day.
Reinch says typically the companies have hired foreign police or troops to provide security.
In fact, in virtually all these cases, it is the agents of the government, the army or the police or the militia, whatever you call it, who has committed the crime. And it is a stretch to suggest that it was the corporation that committed the crime. Usually the suit ends up alleging that, they knew about it, or they should have known about it, or they were there.
The National Foreign Trade Council has filed a brief with the Supreme Court asking it to carve out an exemption in the law for corporations. Human rights groups have filed their own brief arguing against this. Bama Athreya of the International Labor Rights Fund says shielding corporations from the law would allow thugs hired by companies to operate with impunity and could leave victims with nowhere to turn. She says in many countries, legal standards are low and there are no witness protection programs.
It would be virtually impossible for us to bring those cases without risking the lives of the plaintiffs.
The defendant in the case before the Supreme Court is not a corporation. The case concerns a Mexican doctor who was kidnapped in 1990 to stand trial in Los Angeles for the slaying of a U.S. drug agent. But business and human rights groups say future cases could hinge on how the court interprets the law. A decision is expected by summer. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.